Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man has said, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend that I haven't spoke with him in a while. I'm sorry about that. It's Bill Flynn, the Executive Director of the New Canaan Nature Center. Bill, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for chatting with me again. We just talked. It's been about 4 years, we think, and so it's nice to check back in. Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, this has been one of those winters where I think people are kind of done with Mother Nature. Like, let's get out of the Mother Nature torturing us and back into nature and enjoying that.
I particularly have a tough time shoveling another foot of snow just like everyone else. But I can silver line anything, and you can say what's good for our depleted reservoirs, all this snow, you know, getting all of that moisture down into the ground will be make for a lovely spring. So again, I don't like shoveling snow as much as anyone else, but there are benefits to it. Having a good snow cover, it should equal a very nice spring, and I'm hoping sooner rather than later.
And I mean, it's definitely, you have to look at the bright side. There is a bright side to a heavy snowpack, a cold winter. The cold gets rid of a lot of invasive insects that aren't used to this. You know, the snowpack creates some place for animals to hide. So there is a silver lining in everything. I just think people they're ready. They want to go hiking in the woods without snowshoes, without 36 layers, like get outside and enjoy nature. And being part of the new Canaan Nature Center, you guys are always having events, activities, you know, to get people out in nature, sun, snow, cold, rain. People need to get outdoors and enjoy nature because it's just calming and relaxing to let your mind be wanderous out in the wandering woods again.
Well, I of course agree, running a nature center. you bring up a good point of at any time of year, there's always something going on. And right now is when the maple syrup season is. And we're right in the heart of that. And the only time of year where the sap flows is at the tail end of winter, beginning of spring. So even though it's still snowy out, even though some days are cold and we've got a beautiful 38 degree and raining day today, but it's actually perfect sap weather, because as soon as you get a night below freezing and a day above, that's when the sap flows up, and that's where our maple syrup comes from. So there's always, again, the silver linings with every season. So today is a perfect sap flow day, which we have about 100 buckets on property, and families adopt a bucket here, and then they have to go out and they have to collect their sap. And so kids that normally wouldn't want to run out in the rain at 40 degrees, but if they have the reason and they say, oh, I have to empty my sap bucket, it's a nice way to trick those people, and the nicest way to get out on the trails, even when it's maybe not ideal.
It's one of those things. I mean, people are always complaining about the cost or the expense of real maple syrup. But when you, like you just said, there's a very small window. So out of a 12-month period, there's like a month where it's really getting developed and the trees are really pushing out the sap. So market-wise, people, let's think about it that way. There's only about a month, month and a half where you're really getting sap. And the weather plays an extremely important role. This weather has been perfect from what I'm hearing from the sap growers and the tappers. Like, you're having those warm days, cold nights. But the problem is there's a lot of snow in the woods. So just getting to the buckets. So the fact that, you know, you're enticing kids, shall we say, to get out there, get their sap and understand the process, that learning part of it. And that's what you guys do an amazing job with at the New Canaan Nature Center. It's a tongue twister, Bill. Getting outside and learning about these things, it's work, but there's a reward at the end of that work.
There is. I'm always, anytime I don't want to get out there and it's rainy or it's cold, as you know, and as most people know, we have a preschool here. It's actually, I don't know if you remember this, but we have the first nature-based preschool in the United States is here at the New Canaan Nature Center. It all started here. And when you see the three-year-olds, four-year-olds get on their rain suits, get on their hats and gloves, and go out in the day today, I mean, it's raining and it's cold, they're outside having a great time. And so it's a nice, humbling reminder that maybe I can buck up, just put on a few layers, and you can still enjoy it just like those 3- and 4-year-olds. They're not complaining. They're having a great time. So
just pull up the bootstraps, Bill, and get outside and play in the mud a little bit.
I'm humbled by our students every day.
And that's one of the, I mean, you have the students, but there's the summer camps. Like, summer camps, like when I was growing up, it's changed over the years. Like, how have you guys been able to adapt and still attract, like, a waiting list amount of kids for summer camps?
It's interesting, just given as technology keeps taking off, there are a lot of movements out there. There's actually a group that started in New Canaan called New Canaan Unplugged, specifically giving options for what can you do without a screen and have fun. And our camp really embodies that. More of the, you know, when I was a kid, when I think the older generations, it was just head outside in the morning and be back, you know, before dinner time.
Your neighborhood was your summer camp.
Right. And that's not really feasible anymore. But our camp really sort of embodies that aspect. Get dropped off here, take out from your room, enjoy the 40 acres here, head back in and get picked up. And so we're trying to capture that sort of freedom, but in a safe and fun way. So it definitely fits to that. Getting kids back outside, I mean, the benefits of it are endless. There's been plenty of studies about how it lowers anxiety and how it just being out in the sun, you know, getting your vitamin D and all those things. We love it, and I think people are appreciating the benefit of that. So I think that's why it's popular, and I, you know, to say so for myself. I think we run a nice program, and it's safe, and it's fun, and that's why people keep coming back.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to check out any of the programs, it's newcanaannature.org, newcanaannature.org. You know, if you got those kids, and like you said, the kids love being outside. You guys do birthday parties, the summer mm-hmm. camp, the preschool, the events like SAP Saturday. You got Easter egg hunts. There's so many things coming up. One of the other things you guys kind of do is the animal, you know, sponsoring, shall we say, the rehabilitation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there's one very big distinction is wildlife rehabilitation, and what we are is a final home for those animals. Mm-hmm. So wildlife rehab, you have to have a license. There's very specific wildlife in crisis is the one, the biggest one around here that we refer people to. So if someone finds a hurt animal and they bring it to us, we say we can't accept that. That we are not a licensed rehabber, and then we send them or we advise them to go over to Wildlife in Crisis or other like organizations. Their goal is to fix up that animal and get them back outside in the wild. And they do that, and they do it very well, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that these organizations do. If they can't be released in the wild because they have a permanent injury, that's where centers like ours will be a final home for animals like that, because after they're rehabbed, they have 6 months where they have to find a home, and if they don't find a home, they're put down. And
when equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
And this is they're every spring. I mean, there's always hurt birds and hurt animals that need this help, and there's never enough homes for all of them. And the rehabbers do a great job to put them back in the wild, and all of the animals that live here are permanent homes that wouldn't have a home otherwise. So some of them are pets. You know, kid goes off to college, they had a family turtle for 20 years, and the parents are like, what do I do with this now? And so they call us, and we have plenty of animals like that, and then a lot of our birds of prey. Aviaries, which are by our parking lot, those are animals that used to live outside, have a permanent injury, and otherwise they wouldn't be alive unless they live in a facility like ours. So we do. You mentioned you can sponsor animals here, which helps pay for their food and their care. But that's what's behind it is these animals wouldn't have a home otherwise, and they live out their life here, and then their role is to educate people on the wonders of the natural world, and it provides a nice connection point. I mean, a lot of when we go into classrooms with, say, an owl, that's a memorable experience for a kid. That might be the spark that leads them down a path of caring about the natural world. And so that's what we call them, our animal ambassadors, for that reason. They are either they stay here so people can visit, or they go on the road with us, and we educate about the importance of these animals and what they do, and why rehab is important. And yeah, it's just a really effective way to get to people. It's right in front of them. They can see that owl and they're amazed by it, and they can make that connection that way.
I remember it actually popped up on my Facebook, you know, timeline reminder X, I think it was 6 years ago. It was one of my sons, and he was in elementary school at the time, and what, I don't know if it was you guys or another nature center came in with some animal ambassadors, and they had a little gecko, and no one wanted to touch the lizard, and he volunteered and played with that lizard, and that thing was crawling all over him and sat on his head for like 10 minutes. He's like, this was the coolest thing ever. I was like, it's a lot of these kids don't get to experience these animals up close and personal unless you go to them or they're coming to you for that experience. So the fact you can, you know, take the animals to schools or groups and stuff like that and let people and even adults, like, I mean, come on, who doesn't want to hang out with like a bearded dragon or sit there and have a hawk on them or something like that? That's pretty cool.
It is. Unfortunately, I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, field trips were, our district had a bus, and there was a guy dedicated that would take all of the kids in the district around on field trips. Mm-hmm. And the expense of busing makes field trips so much more prohibitive, which is why we have to take our show on the road. We'd love to get people here and be able to do full habitat studies and with our animals, but for the schools that can't afford the busing, because the busing is more expensive than the actual program.
Oh, yes, it is.
having our outreach being able to go to them. The other point where you're talking about your son with the gecko, you know, sitting on his head, you know, I don't remember what the percentage is, but if you ask for anybody who goes into any profession that is an environmental profession, so park rangers or whatever else, environmental field they're in, they can almost always trace it back to some childhood experience. Maybe it's the woods next to their house that they spent time in, or they remembered going to a center when they were a kid, or they had that animal program come in. So as many positive touch points that we can have with people with the natural world, the likelihood that they're going to care. Maybe they don't become a professional in their career to protect the environment, but in their personal time and their volunteering and their donations, they're going to be much more likely to want to support that because they have that positive connection from when they were a kid. Mm-hmm. So it might just be summer camp because, I need to get my kids somewhere for the week. But what they might not realize is, you know, what they're really instilling in that, in their child that they're going to take with them for their whole life. If they have positive experiences outside, guess what? They're going to like, and they're going to want to protect it later. And that's sort of a core philosophy that goes through all of our programs and all of why we exist, is positive connections with the natural world and having that go throughout their life, where you're going to protect what you love later, which is what we all do. So
yeah,
it all kind of ties back to that.
Yep. So, I mean, if people are listening and, you know, they want to maybe get their kids into one of those summer camps or the school programs, you can head over to newcanonnature.org. That's newcanonnature.org. Joining me this morning has been Bill Flynn, Executive Director of the New Canaan Nature Center. Bill, you know, I hope we get some, you know, maybe there's a parent out there that was listening or a grandparent that remembers, little Johnny or Susie was playing in the backyard with a butterfly and there was just that little glimmer in their eye. And well, maybe we should look into something like this. So hopefully we get some people, you know, through the door. You got Maple, the syrup event coming up. You got Easter egg hunt coming up. All the events coming up through the rest of the spring and summer. You can check them out at newcanonnature.org. Bill Flynn, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. The conversation is always fun. I'm going to, you know, continue my battle against bittersweet and put some plants back there. And I'll let you know how things are going, Bill.
Thanks for your time. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And whether it's here, which we always hope, get outside, enjoy the natural world. it's important. And thank you for your time.
All right. So that is Bill Flynn, executive director of the New Canaan Nature Center. We talked about the animals. We talked about the camps. We talked about some maple syrup stuff, which I love. I love maple syrup. And people, come on, like seriously, they can do this for like 4 weeks out of the year. It's going to be expensive. It's a time intensive process. Try doing it once. Let me know how it works out for you. So we talked to him about all that stuff this week. Next week, we're going to get into spring is coming. You're looking at your backyard. The snow piles are maybe melting. Maybe the rain took care of them. You can see some grass and some things that are growing in the back corner that you don't know what they are or how you should get rid of them. We're going to get into some of the work they do up at the New Canaan Nature Center on invasive species, how to get rid of them, how to look at things differently, maybe getting rid of them one way or another way in another way corner of your yard. It's a process, and we're going to get into that next week with Bill Flynn right here at Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.